Oh, and that's a brilliant effort. And they've turned it right around. In the space of a few minutes, Saudi Arabia grabbed control of the game.
Welcome to the latest episode of Dowry, the Saudi football podcast. After a tough week that has seen some tough results for Saudi teams, but also some uplifting celebrations at the end of it. With me, as always, our new sports editor, Ali Khaled, and our man on the ground, a welcome return from Khaled, as he gives us his latest dispatch from Riyadh. And it's a big one, by the way. Don't miss that. Ali, there's only one place to start. I guess that huge AFC Champions League semi-final we were all so looking forward to.
Hi, Peter. Good to see you again and good to be back. Yeah, it looked a tough task for Al Hilal against Al Ain, and in the end, it proved impossible. The SPL leaders are out of the Champions League, unfortunately for Saudi football, as you say, after losing 5-4 on aggregate to Al Ain. As we discussed at length last week, if you remember, Al Hilal had lost their away leg in Al Ain 4-2. And they won the second leg 2-1, but it was just not enough. Khaled Al Arafa was at the return leg in Riyadh and he had this to say.
Hi Ali, hi Peter, how are you guys? So in such a bad version for the Saudi teams this year in the Asian Champions League, after Al Nasr, now Al Hilal leads as well against Al Ain. We all remember the first match between them. Al Ain won 4-2 in Al Ain. Al Hilal needed 3 goals to qualify for the finals. Well, it was difficult, but it was not impossible. A lot of people were putting a lot of scenarios. I was talking to the fans in the stadium before the kickoff. They were telling me we're going to win 4-1, 3-0. So everybody was putting their scenarios. But the best scenario, Ali, came after the 4th minute when Ruben Neves scored the first goal to Al Hilal. What do you want more than this? You have 85 minutes. You need to score 2 goals in front of your fans. The stadium was packed. But we really killed everything when Eric Al Ain's player scored the equalizer. We waited until the 51st minute, that when Salem Dosiri scored the second goal, the match ended by this score 2-1. It wasn't enough to Al Hilal to qualify for the final. I interviewed Salman Al Faraj after the match, the captain of Al Hilal. He said, "We apologize for the fan. We tried our best. We had a lot of mistakes." He complained about the referees as well. He said there were two penalties that we should have took, but we did a great job this year, winning 36 matches in a row. We still have two competitions, the King's Cup and the league, and they promise to do much better in the future. Now, Ali, we have to wait for the final. That's when Al Ain plays against Yokohama. All the best right now for Al Ain. And back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Khaled, for that. A disappointing end to for Jorge Rigides and his team, Pete. As Khaled said, it was a tough ask, but not impossible, especially after the good start they had in Riyadh. Don't forget, like, they were 3-0 down in Al Ain in the first half, and it looked, the game looked to be really running away from them. They came back into it somewhat. They made it to 3-1. Then Al Ain went 4-1 up again, the penalty. Al Hilal made it 4-2 and hit the post in the last minute. Had it been 4-3 in Al Ain, maybe it'll have a completely different complexion. So, as I said, 4-2 was a tough ask, but, we know this Al Hilal team, how good they can be. And after that early goal, I think a lot of people would have backed them to go on and win it. Al Ain's equalizer, I think, deflated the team and the crowd to a certain extent. So quite disappointing in the end. Again, as Salman Al Faraj told Khaled after the match, they thought maybe a couple of decisions didn't go their way. Maybe they could have had a penalty or maybe even two penalties. But in the end, look, it is quite disappointing, considering that up until that first leg, Al Hilal were on that incredible 34 match winning streak. Peter, with the Saudi Pro League title all but secured, we've been talking about that, it really did give them an opportunity to focus on the Champions League. And during that incredible world record run, it looked like no team in Asia could stop them. Like, no, certainly no team in Saudi has been able to stop them. You know, but you said it a couple of weeks, Peter. You said it, you know, it's probably going to come when we least expect it. You know, at the height of that, you know, the hype of the record. But listen, let's not forget, you know, huge credit must go to the team from the United Arab Emirates. They were excellent in the first leg, especially in the first half when they really blitzed Al Hilal in that opening period to go 3-0 up. Very professional and resilient performance in the second leg. It couldn't have been easy for them, you know, with the fans. And I think, you know, also just the way that the first leg ended, it would have put a little bit of doubt in their heads. So despite the 2-goal lead, you know, going to Riyadh to play against Hilal, you know, is not easy at, in under any circumstances. So to come out of it with a win, it's brilliant. So well done to Hernan Crespo and his players. And we wish them the best of luck in the final.
Absolutely. Huge result, huge, massive result for them. Unfortunately, that was not the only disappointing result for Saudi Arabia in the last few days, Ali. The Olympic dream is over for the Green Falcons.
It is indeed, Peter. Sadly, as you say, the case. Saudi Arabia were, you know, entered the 2024 AFC Under 23 Asian Cup as reigning champions. As you know, Peter, you know, we've discussed this again at length over the last couple of weeks. This tournament acts as a, you know, qualification campaign for the Olympics in Paris. You know, so this tournament taking place in Qatar, you know, Saudi Arabia exited the competition at the quarterfinal stage, meaning they will not play in the men's football competition at this summer's Olympic Games in Paris. Very unfortunate because I think, you know, expectations were high, you know, and like I said, coming in as champions of the last tournament. And of course, 2 years before that, they had played in the Olympics as well. So, all they needed to do really was get to the semifinals. And then once you're in the semifinals of the competition, you're almost there. Again, you know, it's a bit of a complicated, you know, qualification system. But once you're in the semifinal, the two winners of the semifinals, so the finalists automatically go through to the Olympic Games. And in a way, that leaves the third place playoff as a little bit more jeopardy in it rather than the final, in the sense that the winner of that gets to go to the Olympics, but not the loser. So in a way, like the third place playoff has a little bit more riding on it regarding the Olympics. Look, it'll be a big disappointment for Saudi coach Saad Al-Shahri. You know, he led his team to the 2022 games in Tokyo, where they did well. They lost to their games, but it was a very, very tough group, you know, with Germany, Cameroon, and Brazil. And then, of course, you know, in 2022, they actually won the AFC Under-23 Asian Cup title. So to miss out, not even to reach the semifinals, will be a massive disappointment. I think we were hoping, you know, the Saudi contingent in Paris will be bolstered by the football team. That is not going to happen now. Look, for Uzbekistan as well, it's a small measure of revenge because don't forget, people, like, they lost the final 2 years ago in front of their own fans in Tashkent, also by a 2-0 scoreline to Saudi Arabia. So, you know, they would have enjoyed knocking them out. And as a final note, of course, on all the action taking place in Qatar, in the first semi-final, Uzbekistan beat Indonesia 2-0 on Monday night. And in the second one, Japan beat Iraq by the same score. So it's an Uzbekistan against Japan final on Friday at Jassim bin Hamad Stadium in Al Rayyan, while Iraq and Indonesia, as we mentioned earlier, will play on Thursday in the third-place playoff. You know, huge match, Peter, you know, with an Olympic spot up for grabs.
Yeah, big, big prize. Disappointing for Saudi football. But listen, we've got to have some happier news. And there was a happier occasion on Sunday night, the conclusion of the second edition of the Women's Premier League.
That's right. Yeah, Peter. Al Nassr had been crowned champions of the Women's Premier League, the Saudi Women's Premier League, quite a while back, actually. They wrapped the title up as far back as match day 11. In fact, they beat Al Hilal 4-2, who were the closest rivals. But Sunday saw the team presented with the trophy, some dignitaries and some members of the Saudi Arabian Football Federation was there. Great occasion, you know. So they received the trophy after the match against Al-Ittihad, played at Al-Awwal Park in Riyadh. I'm not sure, 1-0, thanks to a goal from Algerian international Lina Boussaha after only 2 minutes. You know, so the goal came early, and then, you know, they played out the match. And but great it's great scenes at the end, Pete. You know, there was like fireworks, and look, I think in just the second edition of the Women's Premier League, it's really a very impressive competition. So it's developing into a very impressive competition. A lot of players from overseas coming. As we mentioned, the goal was scored by Algerian international. We've got, you know, England internationals. We've got players who have joined from the Premier League, players who have joined from, you know, from Europe, South America and Africa as well. So, look, I think it is, in a short period of time, Saudi Arabian women's football has come a long way. I mean, the women's football department in the Football Federation was set up 2019. Since then, you know, some of the work done behind the scenes has been incredible. And of course, this is the second edition of the Premier League. So, you know, great stuff and a great occasion, as you say, you know, like after those two disappointing results on the continent, it was nice to see like quite a joyous occasion, the players celebrating, and you can see how much it means to the players. Also, a couple of players from Al Nassr's men's team were there to support the team, Otavio and Alex Dellas. So it was a nice touch to see them. I know when they won the league last year, because this is their second time they win it in a row, Cristiano Ronaldo also sent them their best wishes and tweeted about it. So it means a lot to these girls. You know, they've done a fantastic job. And yeah, I saw what it looked like.
There may have been a couple of disappointments at continental level, but there's still a lot to play for at our own domestic level. Our great love. The semi-finals of the King's Cup are here.
Yeah, Pete. I mean, you know, like I think sort of like maybe gone a bit under the radar over the last few weeks with so many things taking place, you know, especially the Champions League. I think there's a lot of eyes were on that. But yeah, the two big matches, we'll see Al Hilal take on reigning SPL champions Ittihad. Let's not forget, they're still champions as things stand. So they'll play in the first semi-final in Jeddah on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday night, Al Nassr will play Al Khalij in Riyadh. Intriguing matches, Pete. You know, I think Ittihad maybe we'll have a little bit more hope now. You know, it's a rare moment of doubt for Al Hilal after the exit. So, you know, maybe now they will have a little bit more sort of confidence to go and beat Al Hilal, while maybe, you know, perhaps a few weeks ago in the middle of that long unbeaten, long winning run, we should say, you know, I think, you know, everyone would have fancied Al Hilal to win. So now I think it might be a little bit closer. Of course, look, Al Nassr and Cristiano Ronaldo in particular will want to end the season with a major trophy. After the SPL and Champions League disappointments of the last few months, dropping out of the title race, really, with Al Hilal running away with it, and then of course losing in the Champions League semi-finals as well. And look, to win the cup, the King's Cup, they might have to beat Al Hilal again to do that. So, you know, plenty of big games left, I think, in the season. Even though in the league, of course, you know. I wouldn't say it's fizzling out, but like in terms of who's going to win it, of course, we know Al Hilal are going to win it. There are still some interesting things to play for. You know, Al Nassr will finish second, but, you know, Al Ahli, and, you know, we've been keeping an eye on Al Ta'awun. We'll see how Al Ittifaq finish as well, how Ittihad finished the season as well. So there's a few things interesting. Of course, there are relegation places as well. So these are things that we will focus on in the next week or so as well.
Yeah, with that said, Ali coming towards the a great climax of what's been a fantastic dowry season for us. I was going to put it to you, and I'm doing this live, so just so our listeners know, Ali has no idea. But in the coming weeks, I think what we'd like to do is have a season review and give our best favourite players moments, because it's been such a spectacular season all round. But before that, you know what's coming next. Prediction.
Yeah, of course. So for the King's Cup, I think Al Hilal will be disappointed, but we expect a reaction from them. And let's not forget, you know, of course, they did beat Al Ain in the second leg. It just wasn't enough. If you remember my prediction last week, I did say I think Al Hilal will win by one goal, which will not be enough. So I was proved correct for the first time in a long time, sadly, for Al Hilal. But I am expecting a bit of a reaction from the players. I think they'll be quite hurt. You know, we know Al Hilal are a winning machine. So, you know, while it will be like, you know, maybe Ittihad will see a bit of a, you know, like a, you know, chance there in this match, I do think Al Hilal will win it. So I'm going for Ittihad 1, Hilal 2 in the first semi-final. In the second one, you know, I can only see Al Nassr, you know, winning comfortably, really, against Khalij. So I'm going to go for Al Nassr 3, Khalij 0.
Okay, looking for that strong Hilal reaction, as their fans will be. Listen, that's it for another episode of Dowry, and we'll catch you all next week. And as we always say, good luck to whoever your team is. May they get the result that you want.